This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. The Prime Minister said, Malaysia is an important partner of India in ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said, India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue between India and Japan was held in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa took part in the meeting. In the press statements after the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, both sides have achieved substantial progress since the last meeting in Tokyo in September 2022. Mr. Singh said, this has been possible only because of the excellent coordination between the defense ministries of the two countries. In his press statements, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, extensive and productive views were shared in the meeting on defense and security. Dr. Jaishankar announced that India will open a consulate in Fukuoka to nurture people-to-people ties between the two countries. Japanese Defense Minister Kihara Minoru said that he had a meaningful discussion with both the ministers. He said on the bilateral and multilateral joint exercises, both sides welcomed that Japan-India exercises between all the services are continuing. Mr. Minoru said they also discussed the defense equipment and technology cooperation regarding the United Combined Radio Antenna Unicorn. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa said at the 2+2 meeting, as the world stands at a historical juncture, the two sides reaffirm the strong determination to cooperate towards regional peace and prosperity. At least 9 more complaints were filed yesterday against Bangladesh's deposed former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and her aides, taking the number of cases against her to 31, including 26 on charges of murder, 4 on charges of crimes against humanity and genocide, and 1 for abduction. A Supreme Court lawyer accused Hasina and 23 others of committing crimes against humanity and genocide during a Hifazat A Islam rally at Moti Jheel's Shabla Chhatar on May 5, 2013. The Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh yesterday interacted with the beneficiaries of the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for man-made fabric apparel, fabrics and technical textiles in New Delhi. During the interaction, the participants showcased their commitment, successes, experiences, feedback and challenges of the schemes. Mr. Singh praised the participants for their engagement and contributions. He said that the feedback and ideas shared by the participants are invaluable and continued success in the textile sector relies on collaborative efforts and open communication. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India for the next coming days. The IMD said that under the influence of low-pressure area over central parts of Bangladesh, very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Eastern parts of the country, including West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha, are also expected to witness heavy rainfall for the next few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.